Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I've
Welcome to Tuesday Health Talk Radio.
We have an amazing short program for you this evening. It's Thanksgiving week, and we want to take this opportunity to wish our listening audience a happy Thanksgiving. I have had an exciting week, a week full of amazing experiences. I want to start with saying, sending again my condolences and my sympathies to my family. We lost one of our cousins on Monday, and then we lost our aunt 4 days later, one of the oldest living aunts in her 80s. And so I want to say, give our condolences to the Rollins family for losing Aunt Marva and Cousin Ethel. And a big shout out to my colleagues at Columbia University. I'm so excited about everything that's happening with the clinical trials there and Miss Destiny and our program as it positions to roll out nationwide. I want to thank everybody at the Center for Health Equity and Urban Science Education for your support, your loyalty, because you've been making it happen, helping us to make it happen for the world. What are we making happen? We've been working on a curriculum to train environmental health physicists, practitioners for a decade. And that curriculum got modulated a little bit, and we now have a new certification as a design consultant for healthy smart homes. So we had a training in Dayton, Ohio, and we for our first design consultant, and it's been amazing to see how they owned the technology, how they were able to take the constructs that we shared with them and go right and apply them. And we had the distinct honor of doing the family of one of the Miami Heat parents. I can't disclose any names on this radio show, but it was quite an honor to serve an NBA player's family. And it kind of gave me a focus in for tonight. Everybody is having these raging headaches. I have met a family that had headaches, and it was incredible. The mother had headaches. Everybody in all the children in the house had headaches. And then just about 5 minutes away in the grandmother's house, everybody that stayed in the grandmother's house, there were several people that had these raging headaches, and they had these tissue alterations, swelling of blood vessels in the back of the head. And so I want to talk a little bit about that tonight. What's going on with your headache? Is your head pounding? Are you waking up with tender areas in the back of your head? If so, you need to have a health physicist come to your house and measure what your level of exposure is. How many BMUs is in the wall behind the bed? And let me tell you what we found out. So we're doing this training for a construction company. They wanted their people trained, and we had this training in Dayton, Ohio, and we had to modulate it a little bit because this particular person that was training, her husband owned the construction company, and she had a background in education. Well, as you've been listening to the show, if you listened to the show 3 weeks ago, you heard a report from in the Department of Education down at in North Carolina, and they were talking about their interest to modulate the Department of Education and Learning so that they were having healthy, smart classrooms. So when I shared this with this particular educator, she was astounded. She says, oh, I got to get this training. And my husband is a contractor, so this gives me an opportunity to work with him and possibly get into doing healthy, smart schools. And I got so excited about that. And so as we went forth in the journey, of course, were doing the training, and she wanted to do use her home as one of the sites to survey. We got into her home, we got to testing, and when we got to the bedroom, we began to first observe that they had a cordless phone that was mounted on the wall behind the bed. Right next to the cordless phone was a surge protector with about four units plugged into it. And this was incredible because the lady said that she had started to develop sores in her head, and she didn't know why. And all of a sudden, she had developed lupus, and they couldn't find the source of it. And when she measured the walls behind the bed, they were high in microsurfs. They were high in electromagnetic fields, and it was startling to see the numbers because the numbers were over 400. Matter of fact, in the family room just around the corner, they were 1,900, and she was distraught. She was like, wow, Dr. Lally, who knew? She says, you know, people are running around in these big houses and sleeping with their head on the wall, and by the time we would could add and calculate how much radiation she was being exposed, you know, she was being exposed to well over about 1,500 BMUs of radiation by the time you added up all of the devices that were plugged in to the wall. It was incredible. And so we measured her in the bed. Whenever we're surveying houses, the bedroom is the most dangerous place in the house. When you have headaches that won't go away and you need medication to manage your headaches, you need to also ask the doctor for a home health safety evaluation, a health risk prescription for a health physicist to come out, or an electrical engineer to monitor your microsurge. Yes, if a registered nurse who's also a health physicist does that survey, the insurance companies will pay for it. There is a CPT code that allows for nurses to do a home health safety evaluation, and it should be done because it could be the high radiation levels in the wall behind the bed that could be causing the distress of headaches that you're having. We went on to her sister's house, and the sister and her niece both had these raging headaches. And it was amazing. Both of them had inflamed arterial walls, vessels in the back of their head. And when we did the door testing to evaluate the head, both of their heads were radioactive. Both of their heads were radioactive, and it was just amazing to see that when we Bedore tested their head, their heads were radioactive, and they were saying that the head was very tender in the back of the head and the top of the crown of the head was very tender, and they were, like, totally spellbound. At the numbers of radiation in the wall behind the bed being over 400 and then having numerous electrical devices, lamps, surge protectors, cordless phones, all of those will bind their fields together, and they will make radiation that can cause headaches. When you have headaches, it's because you have swelling or toxic waste buildup inside the cell or inside the tissue. It can't get out, and when it's swollen, it will give you a headache. And so here they were taking these sleeping pills and these headache management pills, and when it could be the environment. So we were so excited that they were willing to make some basic changes. Basic changes are sleeping with your head at the foot of the bed, unplugging unnecessary electronics, and I'm excited to see what that's going to do for them. Is Lynn on the show tonight? I love my family from Canada. They have such great testimonies up there. And I heard Mario come on the line when the show first got started. He was in studio. Mario, are you still on the line?
Oh yes, of course I'm still on the line, Dr. E.
I'm so glad you're here because I share with this family the testimony of Lynn's wife and how she had that brain tumor and debilitating headaches. And so, she had her home retrofitted by one of the environmental health physicist practitioners up there in Canada. And within 6 months, this 3-millimeter tumor that they thought was going to grow to 5 millimeters, and instead of growing, it dissolved. And it made the front page in the newspaper in Canada. Do you still have a copy of that article?
No, I don't personally have a copy of it. Although I think you could just drop a line to Len Shelley about it.
Yeah, I know the article was in French. So,
yeah, but a local newspaper.
Okay. Well, if you could help me contact Len or Rita and get a copy of that article, I wanted to share with this family because they wanted to see how they were using the technology to manage their headache. And they were saying how so many people in the community were getting headaches. And I was sharing with them that it's not unique to them. They have so many people getting headaches that are because they are hypersensitive to electrical radiation. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is not new school. We've been under a nationwide call to action since 2009 to tell people that electricity could make you sick. The microsurge, the static of electricity, can cause swelling of blood vessels, and it can lead to all kinds of brain tumors. Whenever you have static radiation, it causes cell miscommunication. And with that cellular miscommunication, there can be sustained swelling that can produce cysts in the brain, tumors in the brain, and migraines. So that is the reason why in Europe, in Germany, they advise people, get your head off the wall. That is your brain you're laying in an electrical field. And electrical sockets, they're like taser guns. They have a broadcast range anywhere from 12 inches all the way up to 6 feet. That's right. And when you have electricity broadcasting into the bed, into the box springs, it electrifies the box springs, and it becomes amazing in how it can laser the body and create tumors and swelling in your head. And so tonight I wanted to give that tidbit of information because they were spellbound to see the association of that electricity in the wall behind the bed, how it was causing them to lose energy when they were laying in the bed, and how it could be the source of their headaches. And so the team is on the road this weekend. We've been very blessed to be able to participate in a forum down in North Carolina. And we have the special guest of some very special friends. And we're going to have a testimony for you next week that might make you toe tap. I promised everybody that I would have the information about these revolutionary personal pads for men and women that have, you know, that gotta go, have enlarged prostates, and may have in urinary incontinence. It is called Cherish. And so I'm going to give everybody this link. I promised to get you this link. Their website is up and it's rolling. So you can all sign up, and it's this amazing opportunity. They have sold close to over $5 million in product since June because it's only $5 for a month's supply of these pads. You can either get 30 panty liners for $5, 10 day pads or 8 night pads. And this, even though they come in a little fancy, feminine-looking case, bag, the packaging is unisex. Men can use these as much as women. And what I love about the panty liner is that they have an ionic strip that helps to reduce vaginitis and irritation. Because it has a biobalancer, it also helps to balance the body, because one of the things now is men are losing so much testosterone. They're wearing the cell phone around the waist, and getting that static radiation from the cell phone can cause an imbalance and an off-balancing of testosterone. So whenever you have an ionic strip, it helps to balance the body and helps to maintain the integrity of hormones. And so this is such an exciting revolution. This product is not new. It's been around for 18 years. It is one of the most comfortable pads that I've ever seen in the market that I've ever personally used. It can hold 300 times its the volume of fluid that the leading 10-hour pad holds. Wait till you see the demonstration. Yesterday, I poured probably 8 ounces of fluid in this pad for a demonstration, and there was no water offload. Yeah, I mean, it sucked it all up, and they were amazed at this big, fat pad in the middle of the table that had all this water in it. And so you can go to Inspire with an N, N-S-P-I-R-E. N like Nancy, S like Sam, P like Paul, I like ice cream, R like Rover, E like Edward. InspireNetwork.com / Rhoda Alali. So that's / RHODA ALALE. That will take you directly to a website where you can join up. You can just buy product at $5 to, like I said, all of them are $5, and you pay a shipping fee. The goal is to get all your friends put on autopilot. Nursing homes can buy these things in the masses. So you want to market to nursing homes. Now, why are these pads such a revolution? And why am I even deviating from talking about our nanotechnology tonight to even talking about this pad? It's because so many women are going into toxic shock using tampons and pads. I personally have friends who have paralysis of the urethra. They have to straight pass in order to urinate because they were exposed to formaldehyde. Yes. Some of these pads have formaldehyde in them that's causing paralysis of the urethra, and a lot of urologists are telling people, telling women in particular, not to use these pads. If you get paralyzed, if your urethra gets paralyzed, you cannot use these pads because they're full of all kinds of chemicals. That's creating all kinds of imbalances. That's a scientific fact. So we're in the information age. We know, now that we know, we have to do better. Because we know, now that we know, we have to do better. We just can't have our men running around here with urinary incontinence, with a swollen prostate because you've been wearing your cell phone on your belt with a metal buckle. That buckle picks up the radiation from the cell phone, and it stays in your prostate and stays in your colon. We have massive men now getting prostate and colon cancer. Now that we know better, we can do better because we understand cell phones have static electricity, and that static translates to cellular miscommunication. That's a scientific fact. And so we got to do something about it. So I want everybody, I promised everybody I would give you that link so that you can sign up. As I said, the key word there is distribution. It is like the compensation plan, everything you need is connected on that site. It's a little different than multi-level marketing, and it explains it on there, but this is mass volume distribution.
And the reason why it's been so explosive is because you can't get these organic pads are very expensive. The average supply costs about $20 a month. So they have something that has a silver ionic strip, has no chemicals in it, that is highly sufficient in absorption and keeping you dry and comfortable. It's just amazing. And this is what's amazing to me. You can actually take the panty strip and put it inside of the pen. Yes, the Depend full undergarment, the full disposable underwear. And what it does is help to deodorize. It helps to control even more absorption. And it helps with balancing, creating an ionic balance in that whole garment. It's fabulous. We were testing it out last night, and it was just amazing. I had school teachers using it, and they were totally blown away. So listen, I got to run because I got a team here. We're trying to pack this car up so we can get on the road. We have a big day, big week ahead of us as we move this Healthy Smart Home campaign into the next generation. It's getting ready to, the research of it is getting ready to explode. And we have just so many miracles happening with this technology. I had the opportunity to meet the gentleman that had the involuntary tremors. The doctor thought he had Parkinson's disease. I'm talking about the infamous Mr. Butch Peel of Peel Realty. They sell millions of dollars of farms every single year. And as he was testified on the show, he had involuntary tremors. And here he is using our electrical safety device. Our technologies were not engineered to treat, diagnose, prevent disease, or cure. But people are finding that they give immediate relief, or they give relief to their symptoms. And so he could not write, and he could not make a signature. He could not feed himself. And with using our technology and bio-bouncing his body, we're talking about 3 minutes, his tremors stopped. His doctor also said he was going to lose his speech. He would have stammering of lips, and he would not be able to form language, form words. And I want you to know this is like a miracle. Every time I think about it, it brings tears to my eyes. He was my eighth grade teacher, my eighth grade math teacher. He was the one that said, I believe in you. Matter of fact, you're out of this class. I'm putting you in honors math. He changed the whole course of my life. I probably would not be Dr. Rhoda Ziana Lally. I wouldn't be a registered nurse if this school teacher had not come in my life. And he said, you're going to honors math, and you're going to work hard. He said, you're going to do everything they tell you to do, and no back talk. Get it done, because you're somebody special to the world, and you got to be somebody special to the world. And because of that, he gave me the umph to climb. He gave me the courage to climb. He gave me the courage to face mountains and be frustrated. He gave me the courage to overcome my own inadequacies and fears and anxieties of learning. And it gave me great privilege to be able to serve him. And that something I would create would be the grace of God operating in his life to give him relief from those involuntary tremors. And guess what? It arrested the demise of his language. The auditor from A Deep Consulting in Atlanta came up to Wilmington to interview him because they're going to put our technology into apartment complex in Tennessee. They wanted to see this testimony, and they wanted to see this man firsthand. They sent an auditor to film his testimony, and we're going to post it up on YouTube. We are touching the world because of God. We were made by God to solve a problem in the earth, and this problem we're talking about is indoor toxins making people sick. As the construction team, as their design consultant, got empowered by the wisdom and the teaching and went forth to survey these houses. And when we got to the house of the MBA family, it was amazing. They were totally startled. and how they were losing energy just laying in the bed, touching the bed and touching the wall behind the bed, and how the notion that it could be the source of creating the blood disease, the blood vessel disease that they were experiencing in the raging headache. So I want everyone to ask this question. You got somebody in your life that has raging headaches, debilitating headaches? Go knock on their door, ask them this question. Or tell them this one statement. Get your head off the wall and unplug the electronics. If you know how to do Bedort testing, Bedort test, have them point to various places on their head. See if they have imbalance. And then call me. We'll take it from there to help them get their bedrooms mitigated. This is Dr. Lolly. I got to run because the team is here. And I got to get something to eat because we just pulled in from Cincinnati on our way south. We're just
Hi,
big group
A.
of people. Go ahead.
Hi, Dr. A. It's Lynn.
Oh, Lynn, I am so glad you're on this line. If you don't mind, I want to have this family contact you. I told them about Rita's testimony, about how her tumor got resolved. For those people, they may be listening in. Would you mind just sharing that testimony? And I need your personal number because I would love it if Rita could talk to these people.
Okay. You want the number first?
I don't want you to give it on the airway. Just text it to me. I text it to Rod, and I'll get it from him. Or Facebook me, or email it to me.
Okay. You want to hear the testimonial now?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we want to hear this testimony.
Okay.
Hello, Dr. A.
Hi, Rita. Are you on this? Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, you are talking to the lady herself, Miss Rita from Montreal. You got to tell them this testimony, Rita. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. Well, what I have to say is that with Dr. Ray's science and technology, it cured my. I had a small. A tumor on the pituitary gland beside it, and Len contacted Dr. A, and Dr. A told him what to do, and we put an LED on an LED. We put the biobalancer, and I treated that every evening, maybe 2-3 times every evening for 2-3 months, and all of a sudden, all my MRIs. I had MRIs that read 1.2, and it was growing every year. And after a few months of doing this, and in my last MRI, when I went to see my neurologist, he couldn't find it anymore. He says, it's gone. We won't have to operate. So that was it. And, of course, the doctor did not want to know what we did. He said he was not an expert in that. But we know what it is. And it's thanks to you. So I'm very happy.
Well, you know, Rita, ever since you came to the hotel, I mean, we've heard this story. I've read the story. You wrote your testimony. You shared it at that conference. You are a walking miracle. And just talk a little bit about the headaches that you were having.
Yeah. It was right there in the middle of my forehead, like, you know, between the eyes. And I always called it my brick because it felt like a brick.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
all of a sudden, after I just didn't realize it, all of a sudden I didn't have those headaches anymore. And first thing you know, well, it wasn't there anymore.
How long did you have the headaches before you went to the doctor and found out you had a brain tumor?
Oh, it must have been a couple of years, 2-3 years.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, a good 2-3 years.
See, this is why I tell people when you have headaches, you don't want to wait because it could be something.
something else going on. And
yeah.
you want to have the doctor now, they're saying that sustained exposure to electricity causes hypersensitive angiitis or hyperreactive angiitis. And so because of that, angiitis is swelling of blood vessels. And that can cause sustained headaches.
I suppose I might have been super sensitive maybe to electricity.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you knew that because when Rod and your husband came and remediated the bedroom, your symptoms started going away. When they mitigated that bedroom and took down those levels, because I believe Rod said it was in the 700s, and levels, mended levels,
1700,
40, yeah, 1900, wow,
1700,
I'm sorry, that's huge.
Yep.
That's enough to give you a big headache.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, no wonder you didn't have glaucoma or retinal bleeding. There's a lot of other eye pathologies that people are getting. Macular inflammation, holes in the macular degeneration from sleeping in levels that are that high. And so it's really miraculous that you didn't have all that eye pathology. Really, really incredible.
It's all thanks to you, Dr. A.
Well, you know, Rita, I tell people, I really wish I could take credit for all of this, but I'm just a servant. I just prayed and asked God to let me have a source of mercy in the earth, and he gave me a download, and in that download was a nanotechnology. I was looking for an electrical safety device, and it translated. People started having diverse uses of it, but it makes sense because it's a static blocker. And when you take static out of the body can heal, the body can rebalance. And so, you know, after my prayer life, God gave me a witty invention. And the miracle is, how in the world did a nanotechnology that was born in a cornfield out in Ohio get way up to Montreal, Canada? How did it spread around the world so fast? That's incredible to me. I think about how many of those units we've had and how many of those units we have given away. I mean, we gave Cleveland Clinic alone almost $40,000 worth of that technology since we got started. They've given it away to their clients. They had us up there for 2 years testing electromagnetic hypersensitivity and with their clients up there and cell phone use. Cleveland Clinic is really big in studying electromagnetic frequencies and cell phone use, and they were the ones bringing awareness to the world to let people know that if you put a cell phone in the left chest pocket of your shirt, you can impact and cause injury to the SA node, your natural pacemaker in the heart. And that's why so many businessmen put their cell phone in their left chest pocket and end up needing a pacemaker. A lot of pastors put their cell phone in the chest pocket while they're preaching and end up passing out in the pulpit. We just had three pastors. I got three reports of three pastors passing out in the pulpit. One in Detroit, and actually one dropped dead down in Miami. One died in the pulpit, and one in Detroit passed out. The singer, Karen Clark Sheehan, her husband passed out while he was speaking. They had to take him out by ambulance. And then Bishop Blake, the leader of the largest African-American denomination in the world. His son was presenting a convocation last week and collapsed in the pulpit. And so we have had a pulpit safety campaign going on for a long time. We've been talking about
you know, the pastors needing to archive how many microsurges their wireless systems have in the pulpit. You got a wireless mic, the pastor has a wireless system on, and then the choir has wireless mics behind, and he's got a podium mic. And he's got all that microsurge coming in front of him and in back of him. And who's keeping the numbers? That electricity is highly magnetic. It will bind its sources together. It will and make a taser gun. And so when you're in a high electromagnetic field, you begin to offload your trace minerals. And that can make people sick and make you pass out. And it can make you have sustained swelling. It's very critical to know. And in the bedroom, when you have your head within 3 feet of a wall, your head is literally being tased by the electrical devices and electrical sockets in that wall. And we've known this. I mean, when you go back through history, when electricity first came to the United States, it was people didn't sleep with their head on the wall. People didn't sleep with their head on the wall. They slept with their head at the foot of the bed, or they slept 10 feet away from the wall. And so it's amazing how all of this is transcending, and how it's bringing evolution, and how it's bringing revolution to how we're sleeping and how we're managing our indoors. But it was horrific to see how this family, they had these fabulous houses and loving people, and how they had these debilitating headaches, and how they were sleeping with their head on the wall and all these electronics on the wall. And I told them about you, Rita. I hope they're listening in tonight. I told them, I said, I'm going to make every effort to reach out and see if we can get Rita on this show tonight, so she can give a testimony of how God healed her from a brain tumor when her husband and their neighbor reduced the microsurge in their home. And so I just have another question to ask. Does Lynn get extra hugs every day for him being so angelic?
Does Lynn what?
Do you give him extra hugs and extra kisses?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, every day.
Every day. And Lynn, I know you have a big smile on your face ear to ear, because not only did you help to save your wife and decrease her despair, but you've actually started kind of like a ministry, like an angel of mercy in your neighborhood when people talk about they have headaches. You offer to come out and measure their house. How's that going with you?
It's going pretty good. Sometimes it's slow. Again, tonight I just made another appointment for next Monday to go and see a few people, and we'll see what develops from there. But I have a question for you on Meniere's.
Meniere's
syndrome. Meniere's syndrome.
I'm not in front of my computer. I'm actually out in the driveway. So somebody Google it and tell us what it is, because I've not heard of it.
That's something to do with the hearing, like crystals in the ear.
Vertigo.
Okay. We need a working definition. Anybody got Google? If you can give us a Google or WebMD working definition, then I can tell you a little bit about it.
I don't have it.
Well, maybe when you get it, you can email it to Rod, maybe, or something.
Oh, yeah.
You can email it to me.
I can get back to my station. Like I said, we're in transient.
Yeah.
But text it to me, and I'll look it up, and we can maybe talk about it next week.
Yeah.
So for this particular person, am I supposed to contact her?
Well, I think, you know, what you do, surveying to see how high the microsurge is and offering her your services for mitigation, I mean, everybody needs to do that. And we can talk about getting her head off the wall, getting and using the nanos to a static blocker. You know, that gives relief to almost everybody.
Yeah.
And that's where we, you know, that's where we start.
So this particular person that you wanted me to contact.
This particular person that I want you to contact, I'm going to have them, if you don't mind, I'll have them call you because I don't have their number in front of me.
Okay. Have them call
me. The lady is a design company. She's a design consultant. She's in defense. You know, the training that Rod and Mario and them took for 4 days is now 10 days. With the solar, we had to expand it and make it 10 days. It's a lot more comprehensive. So she's in defense right now doing all her projects. And I'm going to have her, if you don't mind, I'll give her your number. And so not only can you dialogue with her about headaches, but as I said, we're building a team so we can all share with each other what we're learning. And so we just got people coming from northeast, south, and west, and that's, you know, that's kind of where we are.
Yeah.
But
well,
she's anxious to hear, and she's anxious to make contact with you because, as I said, one of her clients is the mother of a Miami Heat, former Miami Heat player. Not that that gives her, I mean, any extra kudos, but it's pretty special. When you have a mom and it births somebody that's almost 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fun. It was kind of fun to see his memorabilia of his career in their home.
Yeah.
And so our wings are expanding. We're touching, well, we have NFL players. With the technology, we have NBA players that's retired with the technology. So we got a lot of word is getting around, and we're moving into.
Well, I keep notes on various people that have bought the BioBalancer, and I keep their testimonial.
Oh, that's fabulous. Speaking of testimonial, how is Brian doing? I told them about him too, and his diabetic management.
Yeah, I saw Brian last week. He's had a few other health issues where he went into the hospital and he had to have a catheter installed.
Okay.
For some problem that he developed, but he's out and it's out and he's struggling along and he's doing fairly good. He's got two BioBalancers on constantly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I shared this testimony about his A1C. His hemoglobin A1C went from 24 down to 5. You had said something about 5 point something.
Yeah, it went from 26 down to 6.
Wow.
And he was picking himself 5 times a day. Now it's only once a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So he's much better.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I can't wait till we can talk to Health Canada.
Yeah.
And see if we can get some some research opportunities.
Yeah.
With them, you know, because, like I said, Canada is about 10 years ahead of the United States in that area. You
oh,
guys
yeah?
already have 7 environmental health clinics. You have I just saw McGill University open an environmental health clinic.
McGill,
yes. And then Women's Hospital in Toronto has an environmental health clinic. But Dr. Brain, we just missed her when we were in Canada. She was at the conference. She was in the session before me. And I just missed her. She had left. We were in the session a couple hours after her. And so I look forward to the future. EcoSphere next year, maybe. Well, listen, the team is looking at me and telling me I got to roll. So we got to get
okay.
on the road.
Okay, well, it's been nice talking to you, and we'll wait for that.
Thank you for being on the show tonight. And I heard Mario, my favorite environmental health physicist for dairy cows. I've learned so much from Mario about dairy cows. And so I heard his voice. Thank you, Mario, for being on the show tonight. To our chief engineer, Pastor Jonathan Hill, you are absolutely an archangel. Again, this is Dr. O'Malley telling you, our houses are making us sick, but we can do something about it. Just unplug unnecessary electronics in your bedroom in particular and sleep with your head at the foot of the bed. Let's start that movement, and we can save a lot of lives. There's too much electrical radiation in our house. We got to do something about it, and we got to do something now. We can do something about it. Unplug your house. This is Dr. Lally. I got to say goodbye because I got to get on the road. Over and out.
Hey,
I love everyone. See you next week.
Anybody in here been through some storms? If you've been through some storms, raise 2 hands. Well, I see some folks didn't raise their hands. I want to tell you, your storm is on the way. Do I have a witness here? All of us have to go through. Do I have a witness? In fact, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all. In fact, I want to tell you tonight, you have to go through in order to get out. Do I have a witness here? Anybody here, if you've been through and God brought you out, I want you to tell 2 people, say, neighbor, I've been through. But I'm still here. Tell somebody else that. Oh, I'm still here.
Help,
Mama.
I'm
still here. Yeah. I'm still here. in spite of all that. Look at somebody and tell them, I got the victory. Come on, tell them I got the victory. It's grace and mercy. Grace and mercy keeping me. Come on, say it. Oh!
Mercy and grace.
Mercy and grace.